This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi outlined key global priorities to strengthen disaster resilience, including innovative financing and strengthening early warning systems and coordination. Addressing the International Conference on Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, CDRI 2025, via video conferencing yesterday, Mr. Modi called for construction of infrastructure that remains steadfast against time and tried, emphasizing the need for resilience in development.
The Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure is working with 25 small island developing states. Resilient homes, hospitals, schools, energy, water security, and early warning systems are being built.
He underscored that disaster resilience requires innovative financing and called for the creation of actionable programs to ensure developing nations have access to necessary funds.
We must design actionable programs and ensure developing nations access to finance. We consider small island developing states as large ocean countries. Due to their vulnerability, they deserve special attention. Strengthening early warning systems and coordination is crucial. This helps timely decisions and effective last-mile communication.
Northern Railway has begun commercial operations of Vande Bharat trains between Katra and Srinagar. The Vande Bharat Express train, which was flagged off by Prime Minister Narendra Modi from Katra on 6th of June, connects Kashmir with the rest of the country through rail. Passengers who boarded the trains from Katra to Baramulla or vice versa expressed immense enthusiasm, with many stating that they had eagerly awaited the opportunity to travel to Kashmir by train. The first day of commercial operations went smoothly as the trains reached their destination yesterday evening. Public excitement was high, with most of the seats booked within hours of the train's inauguration. Karnataka Chief Minister Siddharamaiah has ordered an increase in compensation for those who died in the stampede in the Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru on Wednesday, raising the amount to 25 lakh rupees each. Previously, the government had announced 10 lakh rupees in compensation per family. Union Minister for Large and Heavy Industries H.T. Kumaraswamy, Union Minister of State Shobha Karanjale and the Karnataka BJP leadership have demanded a compensation of 50 lakh rupees for the families of the deceased. Manipur government has ordered suspension of internet and mobile data services including VSAT and VPN in the territorial jurisdiction of five valley districts for 5 days with effect from 11:45 p.m. last night. The districts include Imphal West, Imphal East, Thaubal, Bishnupur and Kakching. The order issued by Commissioner cum Secretary Home N. Ashok Kumar said that in view of the prevailing law and order situation, especially in Imphal East, Imphal West, Thaubal, Kakching and Bishnupur districts, there is apprehension that some antisocial elements might use social media extensively for transmission of images, hate speech and hate video messages to incite the passion of the public, which might have serious repercussions on the law and order situation of the state. Any person found guilty of violating the order will be liable to face legal action. The all-party parliamentary delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad concluded its visit to Germany yesterday. During the visit, India's firm and principled position against terrorism found resonance across the top political leadership, decision-makers and think tanks, reinforcing depths of the India-Germany strategic partnership. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reaches Madurai in Tamil Nadu last night. He will chair a meeting of the Tamil Nadu BJP's State Core Committee in Madurai today and will also interact with state, district and mandal level office bearers of the party. In women's singles at the French Open Tennis 2025, American tennis star Coco Gauff defeated world number one Belarusian Arinka Sabalenka in a thrilling final last night, clinching her maiden Roland Garros title and second Grand Slam crown. And that is the end of this news bulletin.